Welcome to A Slob Comes Clean, the podcast. I'm Dana K. White. I blog over at aslobcomesclean.com. That's where I share my personal deslobification process. As I figure out ways to keep my own home under control, I share the truth about cleaning and organizing strategies that actually work in real life for real people, people who don't love cleaning and organizing. I'm also the author of two books, Decluttering at the Speed of Life and How to Manage Your Home Without Losing Your Mind. My two books are available wherever books are sold in any format in which you like to consume books. So if you like listening, it's available on Audible and other audiobook platforms. And you can also get it, on Nook, Kindle, everything. So it's there. It exists. Just go to aslobcomesclean.com/book for all the places where you can find it, or just search Dana K. White wherever you look. Okay. This is podcast number 190, and this is actually what I had initially thought might be the second half of last week's podcast, except that last week's podcast, with all the dog barking and everything, ended up going like 45 minutes. And so I did not get to this part. But that's great, because now it gets to be its own podcast. And again, this is Thanksgiving week. Last week was the week before Thanksgiving week. This is actual Thanksgiving week. I think I'm going to put this out on Wednesday instead of Thursday, because, you know, who's going to listen to a new podcast on Thursday? I don't know. Maybe you will. But maybe you can listen to it on your way there. Hi, husband and kids, or whatever. Anyway, I know some of you are like, I am the husband. And I'm like, that's great that you're here, but I'm going to stop rambling now. Okay.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Okay. These are things I'm glad I did last year, or things I'm thankful I did last year. So in last week's podcast, in case you didn't listen to it, I talked about things I am thankful that I did last week, meaning things that it helps me to remind myself, wow, this makes my life easier, that I took the time over the course of the week to do something that I maybe didn't always see the immediate benefit and value of. But when I experience that benefit and value, I try to be thankful, because taking a moment to go, okay, I'm thankful for that, then helps to cement in my brain that there is value in doing that thing. So I talked about laundry and dishes and all those kinds of things, but specifically in regards to how they impact my future living and other things. It's like, I'm very thankful I did that, because that makes right now easier. I'm glad I did that last week. So I'm going to talk this time about things I'm glad I'm thankful. See how I'm trying to change that word to be all Thanksgiving-y. Things I'm thankful I did last year. And what I mean by this is stuff that I did a long time ago that I am just so incredibly thankful. Oh man, I'm glad I did that. Oh, I'm so thankful that I did that. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. So a lot of times these are even harder sometimes, because you don't see the immediate benefit. You may not even see the benefit that week. But for me, in some ways, these things are a little bit more fun, because I'm like, I can throw myself into it and go, wow, this is going to make my life easier down the road. And so that's what I'm talking about. Okay. All right. So, this week, I'm talking about things I did last year. One of the things I've done over the course of the last year, and it's probably been, I probably started it last spring, and my daughter really helped me with it over the summer. And that is, I created folders for the pictures on my phone. I didn't really understand that you could do this. I had heard a podcast, I think it was Sort of Awesome. It's been a really long time, but they were talking about photo organization, and somebody mentioned that, I think it was Laura Tremaine, mentioned that just the simple action of hitting the heart button. This is on an iPhone, and I'm pretty sure Android has something similar. But just when you're flipping through the pictures in your phone, to just hit the favorite button, which is the little heart at the bottom. And that automatically puts it in a favorites folder. And since that time, for some reason, I didn't start it right away. But since that time, I have tried to do that. Because, you know, sometimes you'll take 15 pictures of something. And you think, well, I don't have time to go through and figure out which one's which and delete all the other ones yet. But just as I am flipping through and I go, oh, this one's a good one, hit that little heart, hit that little favorite button. And it is amazing the impact that that has on me in the future. Because then when I'm like, where is that picture? I don't have to go through and try to remember what date it was and then go, wait, how do I even find that date? Because it all starts to get wonky and weird when I'm going way back and I have a million pictures on my phone that my kids have taken. But I can go into the favorites folder and it's like there are, you know, 5% as many photos as there are in my regular one. And it's just so much easier to go through. And then on top of that, creating other folders. So like my daughter created a folder for our trip to Ecuador. And so she just put all of our Ecuador stuff in there. And not that I can't go back through and find it, but it just makes my life so much easier. And so I've gotten to where when I think of something specific, like these are something that I'm not necessarily going to want to look at all the time, but I'm going to want to know where these pictures are from this certain day or this certain activity. Maybe you're a Girl Scout leader, or maybe you work specifically with a group of kids at church or something like that. And you're like, I really want all these pictures to be together so they're not mixed in with all my other family stuff. Create a folder for that. Okay. And that has made my life so much easier, because how many times do you need to go back and find a certain picture? Because you say, hey, I got this great picture of your son. And the mom's like, oh, I really want to see that. And you're like, well, hold on, give me 30 minutes to sift through the pictures on my phone. This helps with that. Okay. So that's something I've been really thankful that I have done. I'm also always, always thankful when I get a reminder on my phone or through my Google Calendar, which if you have a Gmail account, you have a Google Calendar, okay? You may not use it, but just in your Gmail, up there at the top, there's going to be like a block of, I think it's 9 boxes. Click on that, and in there is a calendar. When I put anything on that calendar, it automatically sends me alerts, I think the day before and the day of, in my email. I can't guarantee that. You may want to look into exactly how that does, but you can also set specific alerts to send you at certain times. But putting something on that calendar as it comes through my email, oh my goodness, I'm always glad I did that. Like incredibly glad that I did that, because I may or may not remember. If you've ever noticed sometimes when you get an email, if you have Gmail, if you get an email and it kind of, the date is clickable on its own, it's because it recognizes that's a date. And often you can just click on that and it will take you over to the calendar, double check that it's in the right place. And it'll let you put that on there. And those reminders are great. So I'll put things in there for, you know, when I get this school calendar. I don't always do this, but I'm always glad I'm always thankful I did, which is the point of this. But I'm always thankful when I take the school calendar and go ahead and take 5 minutes to type in all of the special dates, the half days and all that kind of stuff in there. Also the calendar on my phone, which you can sync the two, but the calendar on my phone, I'm always thankful when at the dentist office, instead of taking the little card that they give me with my next appointment on it, which I honestly try to not even take those cards anymore. But you know, how many times in my life, a million, have I taken that little card and thought, oh yeah, I need to put that on my calendar. Instead of taking the card, I just skip that step and I put it in my calendar and I go ahead while I'm standing there, even though there's part of me that wants to just get out of there and fix this later. I go ahead and set up alerts. So if I'm going to put in a dentist appointment, which is 6 months away, I set up an alert for it to alert me a week ahead of time and a day ahead of time. And that way I get a little bit of warning instead of, oh my goodness, that's a dentist appointment. That kind of stuff. So anytime with my mother-in-law's appointments that she goes to every 6 months, same thing. I'm always, always thankful that I took those 2 minutes, usually at the very most, to put those things on my calendar and specifically in my iPhone calendar to set up the alerts so that I'm going to get notified of that. Okay. Just to give me a little heads up so that I don't miss those things. And also so I don't, as I'm planning my week, completely forget and not notice that I've got something coming up the next week. Okay. Those are important things. But then I use those same types of alerts and ongoing things specifically for some things that aren't really that important, but oh my goodness, I'm so thankful every time I did it. So one of them I have on I think it's Tuesday nights. I just have this little reminder set up for my husband and I to talk about what we're going to do with our Sunday night group, the next Sunday. Do we always do it? No, but I'm always thankful for that little reminder so that I don't just go through my week and go, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. We have to throw something together. We forgot to talk about it, whatever. We put one in the phone for Saturdays to call my mother-in-law and just double check if she wants to go to church with us on Sunday, you know, cause we're trying to get her to go with us. It's a great way to, you know, make sure that we see her every week. And you know, she gets out and does stuff. You know, it's just, we want that to happen. But sometimes you get to Sunday morning and you're like, oh, she's at breakfast and she's going to be there until the time where we've got to leave anyway. And then it just gets away from you. So I just have it as an ongoing reminder to send me an alert every single Sunday. I mean, every single Saturday to, you know, check in with her. I've used it for stuff like, when I'll miss something, I'll miss a deadline 1 year, I will put it on the calendar with an alert for the next year around the same deadline. So times that I've done that, I wanted to take some kids to volunteer at the Operation Christmas Child Processing Center. And oh, those slots fill up really fast. And so I missed it last year. So I figured out kind of when it would probably be opening, and I put in a couple of alerts in my phone to make sure that I went and did that. Did I miss it again? Yes, but the alert was there. All right. Other things I'll do is, something else that I missed. Anyway, there's something else that I missed I know what it was. This wasn't something I missed, but when my son was, you know, I was thinking of and researching what it was going to take for him to possibly be, you know, do lifeguarding. I'm doing the research and I'm like, okay, look, here's the dates of the stuff. And so here's how far in advance you're supposed to be registered. You can't register yet because it's too early. And so I just put it in my phone and it was like 6 months away at the time so that it would remind me when that kind of stuff had to come. Because for those of us with time passage awareness disorder, TPAD, which is a totally real thing, the year can go by and you're like, wait, what? November's gone? I was supposed to such and such November. So using those things, using those systems and tools that I have, I never regret doing that. I'm always thankful that I took the 2 minutes to take it an extra step. The other thing that does is it frees so much kind of weight on my brain, I guess you could say, for other times. Okay, so those are just some of the little electronic things that I do. Do people still say electronic or is it technological? I don't know. Anyway, let's talk about our first sponsor, who is Canvas People. The holidays are just around the corner, like literally around the corner, right? How's your holiday shopping going? In our family, we buy one gift for each person on my side of the family, and I look for something meaningful and personal that they'll each love and that won't turn into clutter. For a really special gift for the special people in your life, you need to check out Canvas People. Canvas People prints your favorite memories on canvas and turns them into unique works of art that add a beautiful touch to your home. Along with this episode, I have actually created a folder on my phone that I named Canvas People. So when I take a random photo that turns out looking amazing. You know, those that you are just randomly snapping photos and you're like, wow, this one could be in a magazine. I can find it again when I need to order the perfect gift for grandma. Now, as a special, very limited holiday offer, canvaspeople.com is offering their popular 11 by 14 photo canvases for free. That's right, free. These normally sell for $69.99, but for this week only, you'll pay nothing. Just cover shipping and handling. To get your free canvas text SLOB, that's S-L-O-B, to 484848. Just pay shipping and handling. This offer won't last. Text SLOB to 484848. That's SLOB to 484848. Message and data rates may apply. Okay. Other things that I'm really glad I did. I'm glad I decluttered my kids' rooms. I know. I talk about decluttering all the time. But I walk into my kids' rooms and I go, oh, I am so glad that we took the time to declutter these rooms like crazy. It wasn't fun, like at all in the very least, but I'm so glad I did. So now when we're going to have something in our house where somebody's actually going to go in their room, it's just a matter of picking up and putting away. It's not this matter of, oh my goodness, I've got to literally go get a shovel out of the garage to do this, which is what it used to be. I'm very glad in general that as they've grown, we've just been getting rid of and getting rid of and getting rid of stuff, you know? So, they are older now. It is honestly, stuff wise is easier because they have less of it. Not that my daughter doesn't still have a lot of stuff, but, I mean, just that decluttering makes it so much easier for me to be able to tell them, you need to go pick up your room. When it was incredibly cluttered in there, me telling them that was almost pointless. So every time I'm able to say, go pick up your room, clear your floor, clear your surfaces, I'm incredibly thankful for all the work that we've done in the past decluttering those rooms. And along with that, you know, when I have to get medicine for, you know, somebody randomly has a cough and they haven't had a cough in forever, I'm always thankful that I have decluttered expired medicine. I think we have a little bit in there now. That is worth it because in that moment, that's the last thing I want to be thinking about. I'm in a bad mood anyway because somebody woke me up in the middle of the night coughing and I've got to go get the cough medicine. And when I have to go through bottle after bottle because they've all expired, that's frustrating. When I can just reach in and grab the one that I need, I'm thankful for that. Okay. Along with that is cleaning out the fridge so that when we have guests over, they don't go, oh, good, ranch dressing. And you're like, wait, that's expired. You know, that type of stuff really does have an impact for later. So my point there is that is a big part of the benefit of decluttering. It's a big part of the benefit of saying, I'm going to take 5 minutes or an hour or 2 days or whatever to work through my kitchen cabinets, my medicine cabinet. I'm going to, you know, clean out the fridge. I'm going to take this time to do this, which I can do at the speed of life because I follow my strategies that never make a bigger mess. But as I do that, that's the impact that later on, I'm incredibly thankful that I took the time for that. Okay. Because sometimes it starts to, in the midst of busy life, you start to think, is there really any point? How's this going to help? And I think focusing on these moments where you feel thankful that you did that is what helps me be more willing to do it in the moment. Okay. Other things. I'm really thankful that toilet paper and trash bags are on subscribe and save through Amazon. I'm incredibly thankful for that because toilet paper shows up at my door and I adjust it as needed. As far as, you know, I get a little email that says your subscribe and save shipment is going to ship out soon. And sometimes I'll go in and say, you know what? We actually have plenty. Not sure how that happened, but we have plenty. And so I'll skip a month, but I'm telling you, when it shows up, it's just such a, oh good, I don't have to think about that. Because you know what you don't want to think about? Toilet paper when you don't have any. Okay. So yeah, that kind of stuff is something I'm very thankful that I took the time to, first of all, figure out how to do subscribe and save, which I think I have a podcast specifically on that. And then I took the time to actually go and set it up. Those are things that benefit me a lot in the long term that only actually took me a small amount of time. Something else that I'm really glad I did, and this is a little specific to right now. I'm really glad that I took the time to order a screen protector for my phone. And I'm really glad that I actually put it on my phone. Because you know what I did yesterday? I sent my iPhone through the washing machine. Yeah, I did. I had this one big load of some stuff, and I knew that I had been listening to a podcast. And then all of a sudden I couldn't find my phone. And the only thing I could think of after I'd looked through the entire house was that I was listening to a podcast right up to the point where I had gathered all those clothes and literally thrown them all into the washing machine. And I thought, oh my goodness. So I stopped the washing machine. I looked and looked and looked, did not find my phone, started the washing machine again. Still couldn't find my phone. And then when it was done, there was my phone. And you say, what good does a screen protector do? Well, guess what? The iPhone X, which is what I have, because I saved up to get it last summer when I upgraded, it's waterproof. And it was fine. Like, it was perfectly fine. The only damage was to the screen protector. Okay, so the screen protector, I don't know what was hitting on it in there, but the screen protector, not my screen, my screen is fine, but the screen protector is smashed to pieces. So something was banging on it. And it's one of those times where I go, I don't know how many times I will be like, oh, that's a great idea. I should have that as a safety feature. And then I don't actually do it. I don't actually follow through. But I'm really thankful that I did on that one. And that's kind of a lot of this stuff. You know, it's like life insurance, such a huge pain to set it up. But you know who's glad that they have it? The person who needs it, who it's a shock to them that they're going to need it. One of our closest friends, family friends, passed away last year on Thanksgiving. And his wife is like, y'all have to get your wills done. You just have to. I don't care what kind of a pain it is. This is one of those things. You don't want to ever be glad that you did it, but you're going to be so glad you did it if you need it, you know? And so it's that stuff where this is something teeny tiny. I know it's just putting that stupid little, don't say stupid kids, putting that little screen protector on my phone takes 2 minutes. But how many times do I hesitate to do that? But then when accidents happen, when bad things happen unexpectedly, the whole point of them being an accident is generally that I didn't expect it to happen. And so it's something I'm glad that I did in the past. Okay, let me talk about our second sponsor, who is another great fit for the subject of this particular show. So there are some things that you have to have month after month, and running out can put you in a very bad spot, if you know what I mean. Lola is a female-founded company offering a line of organic cotton tampons, pads, liners, and all-natural cleansing wipes. Lola makes your month a little easier. Their subscription is fully customizable. You can choose your mix of products, mix of absorbency, number of boxes, and frequency of delivery. Lola's subscription is super flexible. You can change, skip, or cancel your subscription at any time. Lola offers pads, liners, and both BPA-free plastic applicator or environmentally friendly non-applicator tampons. Do good with your purchase as well. For every purchase, Lola donates feminine care products to homeless shelters across the U.S. You know, that is one of the top needs for women in homeless shelters. Mm-hmm. Lola delivered a cute little, very discreet box to my door. I'm a fan of this convenience that makes a monthly inconvenience a little more convenient. For 40% off all subscriptions, visit mylola.com and enter clean. Again, for 40% off all subscriptions, visit mylola.com and enter clean. That's my special code. Okay, so talking about some other things that I'm very thankful I did in the distant past. I am always incredibly thankful that I have pre-cooked ground beef and chicken and roast in the freezer. So I don't really talk about cooking that much anymore. Honestly, it's just kind of the evolution of the internet. When I first started blogging, I would share, you know, my easy recipes and things, but there are so many, you know, Pinterest, I wasn't going to change with the Pinterest times on recipes. It's just not my focus. Recipes are not my focus. There are so many great people out there posting recipes that take the time to make their photos look like magazines and actually know how much of every ingredient they're putting in. I'm like, whatever. But you know, one of the things that I've talked about, which is kind of funny because over the years, I cannot tell you how many people have emailed me and said, thank you for all your decluttering, all that kind of stuff. But I'm going to tell you, the biggest game changer ever of anything you've taught me has been having pre-cooked ground beef and chicken in the freezer. Because that is a daily, I don't want to say frustration, but a daily stressor that you have to cook every night. You know, and last week I talked about having a meal plan, how much that helps. Even more than that is having pre-cooked ground beef and chicken in the freezer so that it takes away the excuse to go get fast food. It takes away the mess of cooking because a lot of the mess comes from cooking the meat and either grease getting all over the place or, you know, just freaking out over salmonella or whatever. You know, if those things are already cooked, then you don't have to worry about that. And it makes it go so much faster. So those are things. Every time I pull out some ground beef to put into a crock pot full of taco soup, I just have this moment of, wow, that makes my life easier. Or every time I make chicken and noodles and I use the pre-cooked chicken, I can go, wow, that I am so thankful that I took the time to cook up that chicken. Because cooking up the big thing of ground beef or the big thing of chicken, not fun. But I'm incredibly thankful I did it when it makes my life easier. And I mentioned roast as well. I don't do roast as constantly, but I do like to have some roast in the freezer. I'll usually do about three times what our family actually eats in one meal. And I can still, you know, do that in a, you know, big roaster or whatever. I don't know if it's called a roaster or not. Dutch oven. I'm not sure. Anyway, but as I do that and then I divide it into three portions and I freeze two of them and then we eat one, after I've cooked it, that roast, I mean, when it's Easter, I would say almost every Easter, that's what we have on Sunday lunch because it's already cooked. There is nothing to do. There's no mess. There's nothing. I just pull it out of the freezer, stick it in the crock pot. Because it's beef, it can go in there and it just kind of warms it up and it's not going to get gross or anything like chicken would. Meaning the recooking of it. But you know, I'm basically just warming it up in there with some gravy. And then I come home and it has this incredibly slow cooked because it was originally slow cooked, homemade because it actually was homemade by me, flavor. And I'm always like, oh, I'm so thankful I had this in the freezer. And every time I feel that feeling, it motivates me more as I run out of ground beef that's in the freezer already cooked. It motivates me to, okay, I'm going to steal my resolve and I am going to go get a bunch of ground beef and I'm going to get it cooked up because boy, I love that thankful feeling down the road. Okay. Same thing. Anytime I double a recipe, I'm always incredibly thankful that I did that. Anytime I make, you know, extra mashed potatoes so that, I can, you know, make another recipe down the line. Maybe it's shepherd's pie. Maybe it's whatever. Anytime where I double crisp, I don't know why I said mashed potatoes, because my family will almost always, no matter how much I double, they're just going to eat all of it. But there's lots of stuff where it's like, okay, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do extra, very little extra effort for me, but because I'm already doing something anyway, I'm having to cook, but I'm always incredibly thankful down the line that I already have those things made and done. Okay. All right. And then the last thing, I don't really know why I'm putting this in here, except that I guess it came up recently. Y'all know I don't give parenting advice, right? Okay. And I know that I hear from people a lot, you know, who have the little ones and, oh, you're in such a tough stage of life. But I will hear from people with little ones who are like, I love it when you give parenting advice. I'm like, no, I'm technically not giving any, because if there's anything I've learned, it's that nobody knows how this is all going to turn out. Anyway, but one of the things that I'm incredibly thankful that I have done since my kids were little is something that my mom did. And that is, we outlawed the word boring. So like my mother would treat it, she would just say, you're not allowed to use the word bored or boring. And I was like, okay. And I don't remember thinking of it as a, like a cuss word or anything, but it's funny. you know, I've done the same thing with my kids, and I mean, I just can't tell you how incredibly thankful I am. And it's so funny to me, every kid, like I, when I work with kids, I've, you know, had them, this is boring. And I'll be like, oh, we don't say that word. That's all I say. I say, we don't say that word. And most of them will be like, oh, really? Oh, okay. You know, and I've maybe had one kid, like a teenager, question me like, really? And I'm like, yeah, really? Uh-huh. We don't say that word. You know, and it's the whole same idea that everybody has of, you know, I'll give you something to do if you're bored. It's all that exact same thing. But I'm just like, it's a conversation we don't even have to have. And they just know it's just not something that we say or do, because, you know, we don't worry about being bored. Just because it's just this word is outlawed. So I'm not sure why I put that one in here. But anyway. Okay, before I go too, I know this is Thanksgiving weekend. It's Black Friday. I would love it if you would shop through my link. I believe that, hold on just a second. Let me just double check something. Just go to aslobcomesclean.com/Amazon. If you're going to shop on Amazon, and that's a great way for you to support the show. I also want to let you know that, as far as I know, if you're still listening, this is for you, okay? But as far as I know, there is going to be a Black Friday sale on the Becoming Conference for next year, which is actually going to be in July. If this is something that you would like to be a part of, I would love for you to come. I'm just telling you, this was my favorite thing I spoke at all 2018. I mean, I had so much fun. It was just such a lovely group of lovely, supportive, kind women. Just a real fun feel about it. It's just homey. I mean, like, you know, we talk about all the home focused stuff, but in a non-pretentious way. All of it was very non-pretentious. And it was not for bloggers. It's for just, you know, people, women who want to come and talk about all these different things. Anyway, it was just absolutely one of my favorite things. I believe there's going to be a Black Friday sale. Go to aslobcomesclean.com/becoming. BECOMING. And I will have the information there when it's available. Okay. This is in North Carolina, end of July of 19. I am going to get to be one of the co-hosts of the conference this year. And I have something special planned for us, meaning those of y'all who are listening, that is not going to be advertised to the rest of the conference, but we'll have our own special meeting time where we will really get to connect with people. And then also I would like to have meals with you guys too. So, but we're going to have a very special, just time for us that we can all get together and you can connect in person with us as like-minded people. I know that she keeps the conference extremely affordable. So if you're listening to this after Black Friday, still go check out the information, because I mean, she, and when I say she, I mean Jen Schmidt, she works so hard to make it as affordable as it possibly can. Like, to the point where, honestly, I mean, it was a good enough conference that I think it's worth actually traveling to if you're not in that area. I think you would love it. I think you would enjoy it. It's so much fun. And it's a gorgeous place in Asheville, North Carolina. So, okay. Go to islabchemsclean.com/becoming and I will have the information there. If I don't have it yet, I will put an email sign up and you can sign up for email so that I can, you know, notify you when the information is available. Okay. I will talk to you guys later. I hope if you're in the US that you have a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. If you're not in the US, I hope you're thankful for wherever you are. Okay. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Y'all know I am all about identifying what things you can do to make overwhelming tasks possible. Buying a home or selling a home can be completely overwhelming. Finding just the right realtor can make the whole process so much easier. That's why I want to tell you about Redfin. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes and sends you personalized recommendations, so finding the home that's perfect for you has never been easier. See something you like? Book a tour straight from the app. And when you're ready to buy, an experienced local Redfin agent can guide you through the whole process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents know how to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards your next home. I know firsthand what a difference having the right real estate agent can make. We would have been lost without ours when we bought our current home and sold our old home a couple of years ago. Download the Redfin app to get started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.